everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass, and I am sitting here with my co-host, my best friend, real co-founder, Gary DeMattei.
Hi, Karen.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's good. How's it going with you?
All right. You know, I'm glad it's September 1st because August was just bumming me out a little bit.
Why?
It was very productive, a very productive month.
You're not going to say that 2020 has been a difficult year, are you?
Oh, no. How was your week, though, through the pandemic, fires, hurricanes, protests, civil unrest, political divisiveness, and not enough people going vegan? Did you have
That's
a good week?
That's it. It's never enough people going vegan.
No. I mean, there's all these people that have these legitimate arguments, and then they lose me when they talk about what they eat. I would like everybody to stop and go vegan.
Stop. What's that sound? Everybody gotta go vegan.
Yeah, just walking down the streets with their masks on, and all of a sudden everybody stops in their tracks and says, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I should be going plant-based. Instead of going and getting this big, thick piece of flesh and putting it on my barbecue for Labor Day weekend. So, you know, it's Tuesday and it's all about food. And we had a heck of a day yesterday. I mean, yesterday was one of the toughest days I think I've ever spent at Responsible Eating and Living. Seriously.
We started early did we ever finish?
It was endless.
It seemed like an endless day. So,
I mean, just what we made with respect to food alone was
a major event yesterday. But you know what? When you're powered by plants, I think you can just keep going and do it's more well, like it's, the Energizer Bunny or whatever.
I think so. I think it was a very energized day.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning.
Never end.
First of all, you didn't sleep well the night before. And
I did not sleep well the night before. I don't know why. I didn't eat any chocolate.
Right.
I had no caffeine. I was just
thinking a lot.
Vitality. Wired. Just way too much vitality.
Yeah, you just didn't need to sleep, I guess.
No, just way too much vitality.
Well, I got up in the morning. I wanted to do yoga.
Yes.
Right? I got up and I had my matcha tea. Now, I've been talking about matcha.
You've been talking about matcha a lot. Maybe even too matcha.
Too much. I knew you were setting it up.
I was setting you up.
Yeah, I'm really into it. Really into it.
Tell us again, for those of you who maybe haven't heard this story before, how and what is matcha?
Yeah, you know, I should really research what it is. It's this bright green powder, which tastes like green tea, because it is green tea, but it's prepared
for all you know, it might have some sort of amphetamine in it or something.
For all I know, it doesn't make me feel that way.
No?
It's just, it's really hard to explain, but I make my matcha tea in the morning and you take a little scoop with this bamboo scooper thing. It's about half a teaspoon and you put it through this little sieve to make sure there are no little lumps. And then you pour 175 degree Fahrenheit water on it, not hotter because it'll get bitter.
Now, do you have a device? I know you do, but I'm just setting you up with a question. Do you have a device that tells you if the water was 175 degrees?
Yes, I have
Fahrenheit.
I have two things. One is I was very spoiled because I received from my cousin a few years back a Breville tea maker.
Oh, it's really nice.
And you can set the temperature you want your water to be heated to.
So you set the temperature of the water to be heated in the Breville tea maker, which also boils water. It doesn't just make tea.
It boils water and it keeps it warm. I love this little unit.
Yeah.
And
we don't get any Breville tea makers for free or anything. So.
No, we don't get really much of anything for free.
No, we don't.
But I also have a thermometer. A food thermometer. So I can check the water temperature.
It's actually, I think it was used probably primarily as a meat thermometer.
Yes, it was given to me by a friend who didn't use it anymore, but it's one of those meat thermometers. I use it for everything except meat.
And it's digital.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very nice. And it would also be a murder weapon in the updated version of Clue.
That's
Professor
right.
Plum in the parlor with the meat thermometer, the digital meat thermometer, because it's like an ice pick.
Yeah, it's a long, thin metal
Yeah.
Probe.
Exactly.
Anyway, I use that. And when I have my little cup of matcha, and sometimes I have it plain, and sometimes I treat myself to a little cashew milk, and I make a matcha latte.
Right. And you received this as a gift
in the mail. I received it as a gift from my friend Larry. He got it as a gift, and he just wrote me one day and said, I want to send you something. Don't say no.
And you've really been using it.
I've been using it almost every day.
And now you have this little bamboo whisk that looks like a shaving brush that,
yes,
that you're...
We've mentioned that before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But we're mentioning it again because this is what powered your day on Monday.
This is what started... Yeah. So you have to whisk this matcha thing.
Or you could say maca.
No, it's not maca. It's matcha.
Maca.
And you have to do that for 2 or 3 minutes too, because if you don't whisk it adequately, it can also be bitter. There's lots of ways for it to be bitter. So if you do it right, it's lovely. It's not bitter. If you do it not so right, it can be bitter. But what I like about it is I'm satisfied when I have this cup. Normally, I make a big pot of white tea or green tea, and I drink it for hours, and I just don't.
Do you think part of that is the ritual?
I don't know. The ritual, I don't know what's in it, but I just want to say for now, I'm quite satisfied with it. Okay, so I had my matcha. You had rooibos chai?
Rooibos chai, yes. An entire pot. That's
Which is a mixture that you make from rooibos
and chai.
We buy chai spice without the black tea in it.
Right.
It's just all the wonderful spices you find in chai.
Right.
All ready to go. Organic.
Cloves, pepper. That's all I know about what's in chai.
And if you're interested in getting a chai spice mixture, we buy it by the pound. And you want to know where we get it from, you'll have to email me at info@realmeals.org and ask. Because
yes.
I'm not going to tell you.
No, you're being really strict today with your information.
But it's all organic. So we wanted to clean the house. And, you know, how many people are cleaning their house? So
how many people have a house?
Or an apartment.
Right.
A dwelling.
A space.
A tent.
How many people clean their space?
You know, when I camp out and I stay in a tent, I even clean my tent.
Well, of course. You have to.
Things have to be neat and tidy and organized. Now, some people have had people come and clean their homes.
Right.
And I don't know if house cleaners are back in business or if they're not with the
pandemic. We've never had one here at...
We've never had one.
Responsible Eating and Living Headquarters. We clean our own apartment.
I always like to quote Cinderella from Into the Woods, Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. Where
and
she
James
says,
Lapine. Let's not forget James Lapine.
Exactly, because he probably came up with this line.
He wrote the book.
But she says, sometimes I actually enjoy cleaning, and I do.
You really do. I, on the other hand, do not.
Right. So the plan was to clean, but first we worked out.
We did our workout early in the morning. Normally I work out in the afternoon. I worked out in the morning with you. You took one room. I took the other room. We have a two-room apartment, so that leaves no other rooms. And you did your workout. I did my workout. But first we sat down and had tea, and that's all we had, which is unusual for us because we normally eat something. But we decided we're not going to eat until later. And so we drank our tea. I had my rooibos chai with some cashew milk that I make. Oh, my cashew milk is insanely good. I mean, it's so good.
And it's so easy.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best. And if you want the recipe, you're going to have to write us. No, it's so easy.
We buy the cashews in bulk, organic.
Raw cashews in bulk. If you don't have a Vitamix, you can soak them before you make the milk. But get a Vitamix, for crying out loud. Do yourself a favor. Put the water and the cashews in the blender and add 3 dates and some vanilla extract and whir it up. And
it's yummy.
Fantastic.
It's just yummy.
Yeah.
Right.
And I will give you the recipe if you want it. Just let me know. It's so easy, though. It's basically the easiest thing I've ever done. And so I put my rooibos chai and my little cashew milk, and I drank the whole pot. And, of course, this is decaf, so nothing happened. And meanwhile, Karen is speeding away on her matcha.
No, it doesn't make me feel like I'm speeding. It just feels good. I don't know how else
right.
to explain it.
No, I know.
Okay, so we worked out.
I'm being facetious.
And it was hard because it's still hot.
It's a tough workout.
Yeah, so I did my yoga. You did your thing. And then after that,
we worked out some more.
We cooked. Oh, my goodness.
That's why we're telling them all of this.
Oh, my God. What a long day. I've totally forgot. So we
cooked a million different things.
We get food deliveries from Go Organic NYC. Shout out to Go Organic NYC.
Go Organic NYC.
Which comes on Tuesday. And we get
could not survive
fresh,
without you.
And we get fresh direct on Monday. So we realized that we really had a lot of food in the refrigerator. And we were getting
we had a lot of collards. We had a lot of kale. So that's the first thing we attacked. We made a big pot of greens.
Collards. We had broccoli rabe in it, too.
No, it wasn't in that. That was separate.
Oh, you kept it separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had this bunch of broccoli rabe that we needed to cook. And we had two heads of kale and one head of collards that we needed to cook. So I steamed a big pot of greens and I steamed the broccoli rabe. I added onions. I added a little miso after it was cooked. We have this huge vat of greens on the stove. We had this little tiny pot of broccoli rabe on the stove. And take it away, Karen. You were working on something else.
Right. I made ratatouille.
Ratatouille because we had an eggplant, three zucchinis, and onions. And
all the fixings. Onions. We have garden red peppers.
Right. You used some peppers from our garden.
And I cheated and used a can of organic whole tomatoes.
Really good tomatoes.
Really good. We like them.
Yeah. Oh, nothing wrong with those. Nothing to feel sad about with those.
And then I like to add herbes de Provence.
Right.
And
herbes de Provence is a mixture of herbs.
And there was fresh garlic in there, too.
Fresh garlic.
So the one ingredient that's...
Onions.
One ingredient
onions.
That's missing from our ratatouille that's in traditional ratatouille is olive oil.
Right.
And there are some ratatouilles that are just swimming in olive oil.
They're very rich. Yes, they're very rich.
Yeah, but we don't put any oil in ours.
No. And the big pot of greens, we just steam them in water. And as I said, at the last part of that, I took some of the water and I whisked in some miso and poured it back in. And then we froze some and we kept some out for eating. I mean, we were just cooking like crazy.
And wait, that's not all. There's more. Gary all of a sudden says, I want cheese.
Yeah, I was craving some plant-based cheese. I don't know why. Maybe it's because a couple of days before we made a big batch of bean burgers and we didn't have any cheese to slap on them.
We didn't have any cheese on them, no.
But our cheese recipe calls for soaking some almonds and then
We got them soaking on Sunday and then on Monday we made the cheese.
We made almond cheese, I should say. We didn't make cashew cheese.
We call this our almond mozzarella cheese recipe, and I think this recipe of all the hundreds of responsible eating and living recipes that we have, this one has gotten thousands and thousands and thousands of comments and hits and traction, and it just keeps getting shared. It's a really fine recipe. And one thing we like to do is we make a big, a vat of it, a pot of it. It has 1 cup of almonds in it, and then you soak them and you add some other stuff in it.
4 cups of cheese, right?
But it makes a lot of cheese. I like to flavor some of it. So I'll take a third and add a flavor to it. I'll take another third and add a flavor to it and then have a third that's plain. We added tomato powder to one. We used to add sun-dried tomatoes.
Right.
But we have tomato powder.
Yeah, tomato powder is really a great product. I really, really like it a lot.
You put it in everything these
days. I do. I like it because it's a great salt substitute. And if you don't mind your dish being a little pink or a little red, it's really a wonderful product. But you have to be careful with it because it has a tendency to get, like our garlic powder, it has a tendency to cake.
Clump, cake.
To cake.
Yeah.
And you have to... You have to spice grind it sometimes.
Sometimes you have to put the big
because there's
chunk.
No stuff in it.
Yeah,
right?
We just get organic
dried powder,
herbs and spices,
garlic,
and the onion, the garlic, and the tomato powder. They can cake. Yeah,
right. They can cake a little bit. So we haven't. If anybody's out there listening, how do you stop your powders from caking?
Well, you know what I found? If I leave it in the bag that it came in,
right,
and really seal it up as tight as I can, it seems to stay
longer.
So don't
put it in the tins that we've
I put the bag in the tin. So we have these tins.
Great tins.
They hold about, I don't know, 4 ounces of most herbs and spices.
Our spice collection is epic.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
It is. It's something that we started, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I just got a bug and it was like, I want all the spices and herbs. We invested in...
Well, I mean, we are responsible eating and living, and we do this because it's what we do. So we have to have all of the spices.
Well, we bought a lot of tins.
We did.
And we buy our herbs and spices, usually in one-pound bags.
Yes, and boy, a great spice company that you'll have to ask us about if you want to know. You'll have to write us.
Info@realmeals.org.
Write us about that and my wonderful cashew milk recipe. M-E-L-K.
Okay, so we had the greens. We had the ratatouille. We made the almond cheese. And then...
Wow.
Then we cleaned.
And I didn't clean the kitchen because I knew we were going to get back into it. And hit it hard again. So we cleaned the entire apartment, except for the kitchen, which is always clean because we're constantly...
We're always in it and we're always wiping and whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, we finished cleaning, and then we had another sit-down where made some hujiki tea, which is like...
Right, so it was just tea all day. It was just tea. That's all we had.
Yes.
Yeah, and I sat down and had... the rest of my ribois chai. As a matter of fact, I didn't even drink my tea. I just cooked, cleaned, and then decided I'm going to put my ribois chai that's been steeping all day in the pot. I will put it in the Breville tea maker and warm it up and sit down and drink it.
How handy.
So I finally sat down with some tea. But wait, there's more.
Wait.
It was a crazy Monday, the last day of August.
But then we had to do our singing practice.
Yeah, so we both did our practice, our studio practice. You went into the one room and I went into the other room and we sang.
And then we came together at the end and did some duets because we're planning a concert that we are going to stream online.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that.
It's going to take a little while longer, but it's fun.
It'll be great because, I mean, we've been working for 6 months on our studio practice, on our in-home rehearsals and keeping sharp and all of that, because we are artists living at home in a pandemic.
Everyone is.
The interesting thing, though, is we hadn't eaten yet, or at least I hadn't eaten yet.
We ate before dinner. We sang.
Did we?
Yeah, we whipped up all the leftovers.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. We stuffed that in there somewhere.
It wasn't memorable.
Okay, so sometimes I like to say that I'm a goat. Because...
Oh, right. And I made you a soup.
You made me a soup. I don't waste anything. And something that I really enjoy is when there are leftovers that have been around for a while and we're like done with them. Mm-hmm. I like to blend them up and add a little water maybe or not and make a soup out of it.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
So if you get a big head of cauliflower, and where we get our cauliflower, it came with all of the green at the bottom as well.
The leaves,
yes. So we cook those. And so we had a big container of those in the refrigerator. And Karen wanted me to blend that, add a little miso to it.
But it had a sweet potato in there, too.
And it had a little piece of sweet potato in there. And then we added some mushrooms for you.
Yeah, it was really good.
And you enjoyed that a lot. Excuse me, what did I...
And the other thing we had, which we haven't talked about, are the bean burgers.
Right, so we had a few of those left, and we heated those up, and they got really crunchy.
So these were the bean burgers. We talked last week about our lentil burgers.
Right.
And we decided, okay, one of our friends and followers made the lentil burgers and loved them. So I thought, let's make that again.
Yeah, Jay and Vance made them.
But we really had pinto beans instead of lentils. And I want you to know that this lentil burger recipe at responsibilityandliving.com works with any bean.
Any bean. Oh, and and so we ate that snack really quickly and then did our studio practice, our vocal practice. And then we came back.
And you taught an acting class.
And I had to go teach an acting class on Zoom. And that was an hour. And then while I was doing that, you were making yet more food from scratch. Tell us, Karen, what you made.
Tell us what you made.
So wasn't enough that we made cheese and a big pot of greens and all of these other things. What else did you make yesterday?
Well, I love ratatouille. But to me, ratatouille should be served in a crepe. It's just the thing for me. It doesn't have to be. You could have ratatouille and rice. You could have ratatouille and cold.
A traditional French crepe is made from buckwheat, right?
Yeah, so we have a great buckwheat recipe. I haven't talked about it in a while. Have you made it? It's just raw buckwheat blended with water. That's it.
It's brilliant, folks.
It makes a wonderful crepe
you
recipe.
You have got to try this recipe. It is absolutely brilliant. And it's just raw buckwheat and water. Repeat after me. Raw buckwheat and water.
I found
That's
the
it.
Toasted buckwheat. I don't know if it was just an old batch of toasted buckwheat, but it didn't work.
Didn't work with toasted buckwheat. Got to use the raw buckwheat.
Yeah, I like it.
It was really... They're fabulous.
So you take the buckwheat crepe, the fresh ratatouille, and you grate our cheese, the almond mozzarella cheese on it.
And that
is amazing.
Cheese is great.
It's good. You said you weren't going to say that.
Sorry. No, but it grates really great.
It does.
It really does.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm trying to be funny, not succeeding, but it grates really great. This cheese is great.
Now, this is a cheese that's made with agar-agar.
Agar-agar. Agar-agar. You're repeating yourself.
A-G-A-R. Agar-agar. We haven't talked about agar-agar for a long time, but agar-agar is a seaweed. And when it's processed, they make either these big white flakes. I've seen it in...
they look like almost like clear noodles.
Yeah, I've seen them in Asian restaurants. I mean, Asian stores where there are these long, white, whitish, clearish noodles.
Clearish, yeah. It almost looks like a mung bean noodle.
But the best kind
is... A glass noodle. It looks like a glass noodle.
Yeah, it's a little
dried,
more opaque.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's many different forms, but the easiest form to use is powder.
Yes, you have to get it in the powder form. Don't try and deal.
It's a little more finicky if you get the flakes or the strings and...
Use the powder.
The powder's best.
And our friend, who is not vegan, jokingly refers to our cheese as...
Jell-O.
Nut milk Jell-O.
Yeah. You can call it whatever you want. It's really yummy.
And so agar looks like gelatin. I mean, it acts like gelatin, I should say. It behaves like gelatin. And so when it's powdered like that, it's great. Now, vegans don't use... traditional
gelatin
because it's made from grinding
cartilage,
cow hooves, and things like that. There are substitutes, plant-based substitutes.
Agar-agar is great. Now, I don't know why you have to say agar-agar, but...
Why do you have to say it twice?
Because I think that's the name,
agar-agar. It's so nice you have to say it twice.
Although I think people refer to it as agar now.
All right, so I get through with my acting class, and it's an hour, and I come out, and... The table is set, and there's a big stack of these buckwheat crepes, and there's a big bunch of ratatouille and mashed potatoes, and we unfurled one of the blocks of cheese.
And there was a big salad, too.
And there was a big salad. You had been working consistently while I was working on
yes.
it with my
Yes, and
class.
I want to talk about the salad for a minute.
Right, let's talk about the salad.
Okay. Some people think salad can be boring.
Right.
Some people make the same kind of salad all the time.
Right.
And I like to mix it up.
Yes, you do.
So this salad had romaine lettuce, and I put in it some avocado.
Is romaine lettuce redundant?
Romaine lettuce?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so romaine.
Yeah, okay, I was just wondering.
Picky.
No, I was just wondering because...
Okay, I put in... green onions, scallions. I put in a nectarine. I like adding fruit to salad, and I don't do it all the time.
You wanted to do like a sweet and sour mustardy thing, right?
I made a dressing with Dijon mustard, water, apple cider vinegar, and date paste. So it's sort of like a honey mustard, but it's a date mustard.
Date mustard, yeah.
No oil, thank you. And... something I don't do very often, and I don't know why, because I love it, is I toasted sunflower seeds.
So you had some raw sunflower seeds that you toasted.
Yes. Now, I will never buy sunflower seeds toasted. I will never buy seeds or nuts that have been toasted or roasted. All your nuts and seeds should be raw, no salt, keep them refrigerated or in the freezer, and then when you want them toasted, you toast them, not somebody else. Then it brings out just some really nice
flavor. You've heard it here, folks, at Responsible Eating and Living. If you want them toasted, toast your own nuts.
Or seeds. Yeah, toast your own seeds. Nuts. Well, they just taste so much better. And yeah, they're better for you that way.
You're so right.
Anyway, so I made this toasted sunflower seeds. What else was in that salad?
Toast your own seeds. Toast your own nuts.
Some of our homegrown tomatoes were in there.
It was a lovely salad. A really, really great salad.
Yeah.
And so we ate after class, and after I had my class, we ate dinner finally. It must have been about, what, 9:30?
It was around 9:30 when we started. Yeah.
Then we, cleaned up. I thought the day would never end.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really fun-filled day.
Non-stop, on your toes, all day.
And should we now confess, the day still isn't over. We're here now, doing a pre-record for tomorrow's show. We haven't been to bed yet. It's Monday.
Monday keeps going.
This show is going to be heard on September 1st, but for us, it's the endless August 31st. This day, folks, will never end.
August will never end. Get us out of August. Get us into September. Get us out of 2020.
It's 10:59 p.m. as we're taping this. We cannot tell a lie. It's still August 31st, the longest day so far of the year.
Ugh.
Will this pandemic ever end? Will these problems ever let up? Will August ever end? Find out more in another
hour and 1 minute. Yeah, hour and 1 minute. It'll be September 1st. So that was our day.
That was our day, and it's not ended because here we are talking to you. And this is the best part of our day, I might say, talking to all of you out there. How was your day, everybody? Did you have a nice Monday yesterday?
Today?
Let us know. Today?
And some people don't listen to this, quote, live when it's being broadcast on Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. They may be listening on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. So, like I always like to say, there is no time.
Well, especially during a pandemic, because everything's running together. No, but seriously, I'm thinking that after we do the pre-record on this, we're then going to start painting or something.
Oh, there's an idea.
We're going to sand the floor and finally refinish the kitchen floor. Our kitchen floor is kind of a mess because we're in there a lot. And so,
yeah, do you know anybody who does floors?
We don't want the entire apartment done. We just want one little spot done.
The kitchen.
And nobody
needs
wants
to be
do,
done.
Nobody wants to do it for us. It's not enough money. So if you know somebody who does, let us know.
Okay, let's talk about
all kinds of fun stuff.
I wanted to mention a summit I just found out about.
Yes.
I'm very excited about it. So there are lots of summits that go on throughout the year that are online, because everything is online today. And right, a lot of these summits started years ago. And who knew that this is the way things would be done in 2020, online?
I didn't know. Did you?
I didn't know, but it seems like we were practicing. This is a new summit, and it's called Reclaim Your Health Summit. You can find it at reclaimyourhealthsummit.com.
Yes, make sure you take that down. ReclaimYourHealthSummit.com. There are other Reclaim Your Health Summits out there that have different words in the address, but you want to find it at ReclaimYourHealthSummit.com. Once again, that's ReclaimYourHealthSummit.com.
This summit is a little different, and I'm excited about it because of its difference. Their tagline is, get empowered and learn the truth about food, prevention, and Black health from top Black plant-based health experts. Many of the summits that I've seen throughout the year for a long, long time have been predominantly, if not all, white.
Right.
This and it's very exciting that the doctors, the dietitians, the registered dietitians, the athletes that will be speaking are all people of color.
It's hosted by Dr. Judy Brangman, known nationally as the Plant-Based MD.
And what I also like is, I'm just taking a quick look, but it looks like there are more women than men that are speaking.
Yeah.
Which is another thing you don't see as often.
The phrase that they're using, and it's a great website, very comprehensive, and they have a Vimeo video. Are you ready to discover how to take control of your health? The Reclaim Your Health Summit will teach you how you can prevent chronic disease, lose weight, and keep it off, and manage common health conditions with dietary and lifestyle changes.
So this is September 14th to the 20th, and it's free. And just like many other webinars and summits, you can watch it for free. And then if you don't catch all of it, or you want to see something again or save it, you can buy it. And it's a very reasonable price.
The summit will run from September 14th through the 20th, as Karen has just said. There will be 3 video presentations per day, released at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Each presentation lasts 30 to 45 minutes. Each presentation will be available to view for 48 hours.
Yeah.
And it says that their experts have been featured on NBC, The Wall Street Journal, CNN, Chicago Sun-Times, NPR, Chicago Tribune, Essence, USA Today, New York Times, Forks Over Knives, Reader's Digest, PBS, Billboard, Business Insider. And here's some of them. Eric Walsh, MD, Milton Mills.
Yay!
We'll get back to Milton because Karen knows Milton. Lynette Moore, MD, Shayla Toombs Withers, Baxter Montgomery, MD, Columbus Batiste, Ken Williams, MD, Judy Brangman, I've mentioned before. Just all kinds of incredible people. Milton Mills, he's awesome. You like Milton?
I do. I met him a long time ago at one of those vegetarian Summerfest events.
Yeah.
And we've been friends ever since.
And you've interviewed Milton several times on this show.
Yes, and he has become more outspoken on Facebook and wherever he can.
And he worked in an emergency room?
Yes, works in the ER. Anyway, he's a good man. There's lots of events coming up, and I'm going to be posting some of these things at responsibleeatingandliving.com. I know a lot of people have put on pandemic pounds.
Pandemic pounds.
And it's not unusual. Weight is a problem in the 21st century. And there's lots of reasons for it. We have an industrial food system with some serious marketing that works very hard at getting people to eat all the wrong foods and eat a lot of them. And when things happen that cause you to have stress, this is unlike any other time.
Yes.
And this is another reason for people to put on weight. I'm not saying it's okay or not okay. It's just a reality. So why am I bringing this up? Because the best weight loss program I know is the Bright Line Eating Program. We recommend a healthy whole food plant diet. And I'm a big fan of Dr. Joel Fuhrman and his Nutritarian diet. And I really believe that you can eat as much as you want, as long as you're choosing the right foods, lots of fiber-filled foods. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, raw nuts, and seeds. But as we've learned from Susan Pierce Thompson, I've had her on the program many times, there's about a third of the population that is affected by addiction. And that can be addiction of many things. So we're familiar with drug addiction, but there's also food addiction. And she has shown that many people can be addicted to sugar and can be addicted to white flour foods. And she's put together this program called Bright Line Eating. It's not for everyone. But if you've tried every diet on the planet and you still haven't succeeded, you may need this program. And
tell us a little bit about what I know. I've heard you counsel people before. As recently as yesterday, you were counseling someone about this processed, highly refined foods and how it compares to things like cocaine.
Right.
So you were really, you were making some great points about the difference between these foods and how they affect your system and how you can get addicted to them.
It's an easy visual for me. So cocaine is a white powder. I don't know that firsthand.
Right.
No. I've never tried cocaine.
You've seen it in movies.
I've seen it in movies. But white sugar is a white powder, and white flour is a white powder. They are all highly processed and refined. So if you're growing sugarcane and you just grab some of the sugar cane out of the ground and chew on it, it's not going to do anything bad to you. And you might even get some benefit from it because there's fiber and nutrients in it.
Right.
But when you refine it into white table sugar, it's a horse of a different color. It's something completely different and dangerous. And if you have an addictive personality, you can become addicted to sugar and sweet foods. And she's shown this because Susan Pierce
Susan Pierce Thompson, okay.
Is a psychologist, I believe. And she's also been through addiction herself. She has quite a story that she tells. She's been involved with many of these 12-step programs. So she took the best of everything and put it into her own program. So the program is launching again, Food Freedom 2020. It's starting on September 17th through early October. And we will be posting things at Responsible Eating and Living. There'll be some new videos and quiz. And I just thought you might want to keep your eye out for that. If you've got the pandemic pounds, the extra pounds, or if you've been trying to take weight off for a long time. Now, Susan Pierce Thompson does not promote necessarily a vegan diet. You can do a vegan plant-based diet with her program, but she's open to what is right for all individuals. So I just want to make a disclaimer there. I promote a vegan plant diet.
We do it here at Responsible Eating and Living, promote a vegan.
And you can do this plan as a vegan. And there are things that are in this plan that I don't do. She recommends weighing your food and really watching your portions. And for people who are really struggling with an addiction, a strict regimen like this really helps.
And she's had some testimonials, right?
She's had tremendous success, more success than any other weight loss program. It's tremendous. So I just want you to know that's starting. There'll be some free videos, and then at some point they'll invite you to be part of a bigger program. But you can learn a lot from the videos.
Great.
Yeah, so I thought I'd mention that. Also, there's a film called The Need to Grow. Have you seen it? It's fabulous. It's produced and narrated by Rosario Dawson.
Rosario Dawson. She's wonderful.
I learned so much from it when I saw it. And there will be a free screening of it coming up in September. I'll let you know more about it next week. And we'll be posting information about it at Responsible Eating and Living. But it is the environmental film that the world has been waiting for. And it has real-world solutions. I was really inspired when I first saw it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I don't have all the details yet. I just know it's coming. There will be a free screening.
Soil scientists estimate that at the rate we are depleting our farmland, we could have fewer than 60 years of soil left on Earth. Can we feed the world without destroying the planet? The answer depends on what we do now. The good news is there are solutions. The Need to Grow takes you inside the hearts and innovations of three very different leaders. An 8-year-old girl challenges the ethics of a beloved organization. A renegade farmer struggles to keep his land as he revolutionizes resource-efficient agriculture. And an accomplished visionary inventor faces catastrophe in the midst of developing a game-changing technology. Narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, she was in Marvel's The Defenders and Lego Batman movie, and she was also in the movie Rent, the movie musical version of Rent.
I found the film very inspiring, and I'm excited to see it again.
The Need to Grow delivers an epic story of solutions and the struggle to implement them. It will make you laugh, make you cry, give you chills, and inspire you to participate in the restoration of the earth. And you know, that's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I mean, we took over, I mean, humans have taken over the world and they're destroying it.
Yeah.
And going plant-based, this was my beef, forgive the word. You know how somebody has a beef? This was my beef when I started this. Is like, you know, they have all of these complaints and then they lose me when they go and have some food and they get a chicken sandwich or something.
Who,
it's like,
who has all of these complaints?
People.
Everybody.
People.
Everybody's, you know, complaining about higher, the world.
Holier and mightier than the other person.
Complaining about politics.
Yeah, they're all complaining about pointing fingers and all of that. And then they're stuffing their face with fried chicken. And that's the real problem right there. Is everyone needs to stop eating meat. Stop animal agriculture. Stop destroying the planet. 60 years.
I'm glad you brought up that number because in some places, the soil's already gone.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about this in real terms now, folks.
Yep.
There isn't going to be a planet if we don't stop killing it, destroying it.
I think the planet will be okay.
Well, there isn't going to be a human species.
Yeah, I don't know about life on the planet.
Right. The planet will still be rolling. I mean, you see what's happened in California with the wildfires, the dry lightning storms, all of that stuff. It's just all a part of it. It's all a part of it. But who am I?
Right. Who are you? And then there are people who don't believe that humans are at fault, that this is just the way it is.
Yeah.
Just the way it is.
Exactly. This film sounds like it's really great. I can't wait to watch it. There's a lot going on in September, if it ever gets here. There's a lot of things happening. You had mentioned this earlier that there's like a holiday now for every day of the week.
Every day. There's a national today. Yeah.
So in addition to the big ones coming up, there's all of these little ones like National Bunion Day, where everybody's got to walk around and show their bunions. National.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one. I do know that tomorrow or September 2nd.
September 2nd is
World Coconut Day.
World Coconut Day. Oh, and
we were just talking about coconuts a few weeks ago with Joel D. and Allison Cox of Edward and Sons.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted us to know that they source their coconuts from people that do not exploit monkeys.
Right.
Right.
So you've got to really go out and buy this product. It's organic. It's called Native Forest. And they have this wonderful line of coconut products.
Right.
Coconut
so milk. I mentioned that I really like the Simple because it's just coconut. But they have some other coconut products. They all are really fun.
Yeah. Let's Do Organic is another one of their products. And they have an organic heavy coconut cream that's perfect for whipping cream.
Yeah. Now, not all coconut milks, if you've tried to whip coconut milk, they don't all work.
Let's talk about this. This is a really great substitute for heavy cream that a lot of you that are transitioning to a plant-based diet want to get off the animal, but you don't want to give up things like whipped cream. Well, have we got something for you? It's called Let's Do Organics.
Organic heavy coconut cream. And you know what's in it, Gary?
Yeah.
It's just coconut cream. It's organic coconut filtered water. There's no other ingredients in it.
There's no sugar or anything like that. So you put this in the refrigerator, this can, right? And it gets nice and hard.
Yeah.
Right? Hard enough to dump in a bowl and whip.
Right.
Fluffy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to want to put sugar in it. But we recommend putting date paste.
Right.
Right?
And a little vanilla.
And a little vanilla.
So yummy.
It will be your new friend. Once again, it's called Let's Do Organic, Organic Heavy Coconut Cream. You should get some of this for that special national holiday on September 2nd.
World Coconut Day.
World Coconut Day, where everyone apparently is going to go coconuts. Now, one of my favorite movies of all time is Coconuts. So I think I will watch the Marx Brothers' Coconuts, and I'm going to eat some organic heavy coconut cream sweetened with date paste.
Right.
I just need to know, what do I put a dollop of this on top of?
Exactly. Well, we were talking about it.
Rice pudding?
Rice pudding. I was thinking strawberries.
Strawberries.
Or strawberry shortcake. Or a chocolate cake.
There's a lot of great coconut products out there. And you know, I like September, if it ever gets here. Because it's usually one of the best months of the year here in New York. Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York.
Yeah, and the leaves start to change, and there's a little bit of a nip in the air, little brisk weather, starting to get cooler. And, you know, you're going to start breaking out all of your fall sweaters and start making those recipes that require baking and braising and broasting. And it's just a great time of year. Before you do that, you have to celebrate National Coconut Day.
Which is September 2nd, so maybe you'll miss it, but I say you could make your own Coconut Day. Some other products from Edward & Sons in their native forest line is another organic coconut milk product, and it has the curry spices already mixed in. Here at Responsible Eating and Living Headquarters, we talked about how we have like every spice and every herb imaginable. We like to make our own stuff and season stuff, but sometimes something like this is easy and welcoming. It's coconut milk that has in it coriander, cumin, turmeric, fenugreek, onion, garlic, cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, curry leaves, and a little salt, and it's all organic.
That's wonderful. And you just open that up and pour that on some veggies or some tofu.
It has no guar gum. Not that we don't like guar gum, but it has its place, and I think that its place is not in coconut milk.
Its place is not in food. There used to be a band called Guar Gum, which I thought was a fascinating title.
The other product that they have that we just got that we haven't tried is the condensed coconut milk.
Oh, I know. It's really...
I can't wait to try that.
Because there are so many recipes like fudge that you need condensed milk for. And if you're a vegan, I mean, where are you going to get the condensed milk? And they have condensed coconut milk. Now, I'm not saying I would go out and make fudge, but if I were to go out and make fudge, I would try it with this condensed coconut milk. Because my mom's fudge recipe, God rest her soul, was the best fudge recipe I ever had. And it used condensed milk. So now I can make my mom's fudge for the holidays. And that's what I'm talking about here. September sort of is the kickoff for all of these, no pun intended, all of these holidays that are coming up, all the fall,
okay,
autumn,
so
winter.
I'm just reading this nationaltoday.com website that lists all the holidays. I don't know who made these things up.
Oh, some of them are absurd.
Some of them are crazy. Yeah. September 4th has a lot of things going on. It's Beyonce's birthday.
Beyonce's birthday.
Yes. It's College Colors Day.
College Colors Day.
National Lazy Moms Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Wildlife Day. Now, National Wildlife Day is an important thing.
Why didn't I know about that?
Exactly. And September 5th, even more important, is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be making pizza.
With vegan cheese.
That's right, because we've made some, and there'll be plenty left over by then.
Yeah. So don't forget to try our almond cheese recipe. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, really so, not hard to make.
I mean, I talk about this all the time on this program, and I have to keep talking about it. I talk to so many people, and again, I'm whining today about people just not getting it. They're not getting it. Go plant-based. Go vegan. It solves all of your problems. Really. There's like automatically all of your problems will be solved. Now, I'm kidding, but a big portion of them are solved, more than you would even know. But one of the things that people tell me the reason they can't go and take the plunge is because they can't give up cheese.
Cheese!
I can't give up cheese. Well, I'm telling you, you can give up cheese. It's easy. I did it. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. This recipe that we have at Responsible Eating and Living for the almond cheese that Karen made is fantastic. Don't listen to anybody who says it's not. Are they saying it's not? Don't listen to them. But there are so many great cheeses out there on the market. And wonderful news about Miyoko. We just found out today that she's adding more people.
25%. More staff to one of her larger production facilities.
Yep. Right. Is that the best?
Because the demand for vegan butter, and we're allowed to call it vegan butter now,
right,
is growing.
Right.
And
vegan cheese.
Yep.
So she has a mozzarella out there for National Pizza Day. That's fantastic. It's a bufalo mozzarella, but it's made with plant milk, not animal milk, and animal milk should be kept for the baby cow or the baby goat or the baby chicken, whatever it is that needs the milk to feed its young, and leave it for their young and get your milk from plants. It's and nuts. And don't forget, if you make a nut milk, soak your nuts. How many times do we have to tell you?
Soak your nuts.
It's better to soak your nuts before you make the plant milk. No, but seriously, on September 2nd, get yourself some of this Let's Do Organic, organic
heavy. Oh, and don't forget that September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr, Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I'm always late with that one.
Yeah, Talk Like a Vegan Pirate Day.
There's also National Ice Cream Cone Day, September 22nd.
That's nice.
September is also Animal Pain Awareness Month.
Oh, well, that's good.
There's National Chicken Month. So can we stop eating chicken in September and celebrate them?
Yes.
For National Chicken Month?
They're such smart, smart, smart
National
animals.
Papaya Month is September.
Speaking of chickens, you've interviewed someone on this program who knows quite a bit about chickens, has made her life work, the chicken.
From United Poultry Concerns, Dr. Karen Davis.
Right, Dr. Karen Davis. You've had a lot of wonderful chats with Karen, and she is a big expert on the chicken.
I wonder what she's doing for National Chicken Month. We're going to have to check that out.
We'll have to check with Karen Davis.
One more film I want to mention is Akashinga, The Brave Ones. You may remember the International Anti-Poaching Foundation founded by Damien Mander. Do you remember when I interviewed him, Gary?
Yes, I do.
I can't believe how fortunate I was. I met him in person. I interviewed him in the PRN studio for this program. It's all about food. And he is so inspiring, and he's doing great work. The International Anti-Poaching Foundation website says this, I'm quoting, Damien is an Iraq War veteran who served as a naval clearance diver and special operations sniper for the Australian Defense Force. In 2009, while traveling through Africa, he was inspired by the work of rangers and the plight of wildlife. Liquidating his life savings, the International Anti-Poaching Foundation, IAPF, was established to be the last line of defense for nature. Over the past decade, the IAPF has scaled to train and support rangers, which now help protect over 4 million hectares of African wilderness. And in 2017, the IAPF founded Akashinga, Nature Protected by Women, a program that has already grown to over 170 employees, becoming the only group of nature reserves in the world to be protected by women. The goal is to employ 1,000 women by 2025, protecting a network of 20 nature reserves, all managed by the International Anti-Poaching Foundation. And now you can view a short film for free called Akashinga, The Brave Ones. And this is...
It's unbelievable what's going on with this film. It's awesome. And not many people know about it. So I'm so happy you're bringing it up.
Exactly. So this film is a way that you can see what they're doing. And it's just... You get chills watching it. It's so inspiring. You share this with everyone. The film is only about 13 minutes. The trailer is like a minute or two. And that both of them should be seen.
Yeah, he started training men, but quickly discovered that women were better suited to the work as they were better at de-escalating violent confrontations and took fewer bribes. So, I mean, that's just one of the sentences on nationalgeographic.org about the film. And it doesn't get enough press.
It doesn't. It's produced by three-time Academy Award winner James Cameron, who's also a vegan.
Right.
And directed by Maria Wilhelm.
And yeah, check
so
it out.
Watch the film, share the film. We'll include a link on this post. And the film is a celebration of courage, conservation, and unorthodox thinking that's leading to massive positive change.
You know, I always try and bring in some art to the program. I just want to do a little quote from George Bernard Shaw about what I was whining about earlier about how, you know, people aren't getting it. And even back in Shaw's day, and this was way back in the early 1900s when he wrote this, he was a vegetarian, right? Not a vegan.
If he was around today, he'd probably be vegan, yeah. Right?
And this is a Shawvian quote, a Shawvian quote. The average age longevity of a meat eater is 63. I am on the verge of 85 and still work as hard as ever. I have lived quite long enough and am trying to die, but I simply cannot do it. A single beefsteak would finish me, but I cannot bring myself to swallow it. I am oppressed with a dread of living forever. That is the only disadvantage of vegetarianism. George Bernard Shaw.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite songs that I sing by Stephen Sondheim has a phrase in it. Speeches are brilliant when they're Shaw's.
What a glamorous life.
What a glamorous life.
You know, this tea, this matcha that you're, it reminds me of a quote from The Kitchen God's Wife. Now, I'm not paraphrasing it. I'm actually reading it. I take a few sips. This is really good. And I mean it. I have never tasted tea like this. It is smooth, pungent, and instantly addicting. This is from Grand Auntie, my mother explains. She told me, if I buy the cheap tea, then I'm saying that my whole life has not been worth something better. A few years ago, she bought it for herself. $100 a pound. You're kidding! I take another sip. It tastes even better. Amy Tan, the kitchen god's wife. I thought of that when you were talking about your tea.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, you know, I think everyone should make themselves feel a lot better by going out there and doing what Johann Wolfgang von Goethe has advised people to do in Wilhelm Meister's Apprenticeship, a book that he wrote. One ought, every day at least, to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and, if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words.
That's beautiful, Gary.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I think that's a great way to wrap up the show.
Yeah, let's wrap it up that way.
Okay, let's wrap it up then. Everybody, thanks for joining me. I'm Karen Hartglass. I'm here with Gary DeMattei, the wonderful Gary DeMattei. Thank you so much for co-hosting this show with me, Gary. Everybody,
have a delicious week. Thank you.